than ever before. And we are joined by a great friend of this show. Kansas State men's basketball coach Jerome Tang joins us on Sikkim 365 Radio and 365 Sports. Have you slept in the last week?
A little bit, but I haven't needed it. It's like this adrenaline rush that, you know, you've been waiting all your life for. And, man, I wake up without an alarm clock and just a million thoughts in my head and a thousand things to do and just trying to figure out what's the most important thing to do next.
Well,
and so I'm on with you guys because this is the next most important thing.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Coach, the reception in Manhattan looks like it's been great. I mean, you've been up there a bunch of times as an opponent. What was it like to step into the new world as the head coach in a place you're a little bit familiar with?
You know, that has been the thing that's taken me back. I knew they were passionate. I knew that they cared about basketball. I knew that, Wildcat Nation, man, they love their sports, but I did not realize just how much, just how attentive they were. I was telling someone, you go in a restaurant and the people see and they start clapping for you. You know, like, where does that happen? You know, it's that part has been overwhelming.
Coach, you've obviously been around Waco for a long time, and I think in particular the last couple years, people really started to talk about you and that next move to becoming a head coach of your own program. When did you feel the timing? When did you feel like you were ultimately ready for this step up? And, you know, how did you kind of navigate that process depending on, you know, the opportunities that were there or were not there?
Well, man, you know how we are. We always think that we're ready way before we ever are. So, you know, 10 years ago, I thought I was ready, and if it was my decision, I would have, taken a job and to be a head coach. But, thank God that he had a better plan for my life and he protected me from those things, allowed those people to tell me no and keep my ego in check. And because he allowed me to get the no's, I was able to get two Big 12 championships and a national championship. And, and now I've got a job that, people have to, they work through the ranks to get to, and I get to start here, so this is awesome.
How difficult or, in fact, grueling can it be when you're trying to maintain the roster you have of who you want back or vice versa and putting your staff together? I know you have some on staff that are working for you right now, but it seems like it. I don't know how many announcements have been made. What's the timeline? Is that a lot of having to go through paperwork as well?
Yeah, there's a lot of different paperwork and background checks and things like that that have to be done before people can be officially announced. And so that part is, time consuming, and you just got to let it run the course. But I've got a great staff and they're working really hard, and just the right guys. I feel like I've been these are guys that I've known for a while, and they've really we've really looked forward to this to this opportunity, and together it's not about me, it's about us being together, and the fact that we're together, the chemistry is even better, and we're going to accomplish a lot of really great things. As far as the roster goes, you're gonna go in a situation, and we're gonna evaluate everybody, and like I told the guys in the locker room, man, we're gonna be in the NCAA tournament next year, and I hope all of them are with me. But it's inevitable that some won't be there, and that's just the way life is.
Will you think recruit players that otherwise Kansas State was not recruiting recently?
Yeah, there's I believe wherever I'm at is the best place in the world, and if you don't, you shouldn't be there, there's a certain pride that the K-State family have in their program, in their university, in their athletic department, that they want their players to have, and they want the people who work in that program to have. And if I feel I'm at the best place, I got to go recruit the best place. And so we will definitely upgrade the talent.
Coach, you could have taken a job outside of this conference, which is a rolling ball of butcher knives, but you stayed in it. Was that one of the things that made Kansas State in particular attractive to you, is to stay in a conference that you've been in, you know, that's super competitive and people really want to play in?
Well, I didn't set out to get a Big 12 job. I wanted to be a Power 5 job, because the fact that it is a Big 12 job, I mean, that makes it incredible. But, I wouldn't want to play one of my best friends, twice or three times a year. And, it'd be cool for us to be able to cheer for each other from a distance. But, I mean, this is, what the Lord blessed me with. And so I'm going to embrace it and run with it and have a great time.
What was it like to just sit in your head coach's office for the first time?
Oh, that was really cool. I had to pause. Like, for the most part, I felt like I was kind of like controlling myself and doing it. But like that one, I was a little speechless, and not just because it was my offer. I also thought about that it was Bruce Weber's offer. Mm-hmm. And I have a ton of respect and admiration for Coach Weber. And so sitting in the office, and knowing what a great coach he is and a great man, that paused me off.
Jerome, on your introductory speech, when you were introduced in front of the fans last Thursday, anyone who's given speeches, sometimes people can write it all down and it's not, you seem to be able to pick and choose, and a lot of it right off the top of your head, what you feel and what you were feeling. How much of that was just you, just absolutely just winging it? And how much of that did you have to kind of look at a couple of things along the way?
I had names down that I wanted to thank so that I didn't forget people as I went down the timeline. And then everything else was just me winging it. So all the mess up was me winging it.
First of all, it didn't seem like that.
Yeah. You
hear about someone wins a press conference, and a lot of K-State media who we've had on over the years, all of them were just blown away by it. So that's why I wanted to ask you that question.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned.
I really wanted to speak from my heart, and the thank you. I really want our program to be about people who are very thankful for what they have, and there's no way if that's what I want the program to be about, that I couldn't get up there and not thank the people who had impacted my life. And and then guys on my staff told me there was two things that I could not say. I could not use the word culture, and I couldn't talk about taste. And they said, because every coach does that. So I stayed away from that, and I just really tried to honor the people who allowed me to be where I'm at right now.
What are those days where you have to play one of your best friends at least two times a year and maybe three? What are those days going to be like for the two of you?
Oh, man. I'm not sure. I'm sure the first time, especially, I'm sure there's going to be some emotions, a lot of emotions. Me coming back to Waco and, our fans. And I talked to Miss Karen today about something, and as she started talking, we both started tearing up over the phone. And so, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be really emotional until Chip, and then it'll be emotional after me.
What does a 20-year-old bottle of wine taste like?
When you're drinking it with someone who's a brother to you and that you love with all your heart, it's like the nectar of the gods. Mm-hmm.
What are the unwritten rules when you take a job and you learned so much, and a lot of people learned a hell of a lot from you as well, of what you take with you when you are at another program and then you go to somebody who's a competitor? What are some things you can or cannot do?
I don't think I can't be Scott Drew. So I have to be myself. But there's some core beliefs that I have to take with me, because there what's in every company, every team, every franchise that wins championships. Mm-hmm. And so those are going to be the foundations that we build on. And we're going to do it, you know, what matches my personality and, you know, how I do things. But, you know, man, Scott's a winner, you know, like you say what you want to, but, you know, all kind of things about him. Make sure you include the word winner in there, you know, and life, winner in coaching, you know, just name it. He wins. And I'm going to do my very best to steal that, take that, and implement that.
Coach, I know you're off to you know, conducting business in Manhattan, but looking back on your last year here in Waco, obviously injuries were unfortunately a major part of the storyline, but just your thoughts on the team, their perseverance, you know, battling through and, you know, ended up with a great season overall. Obviously not where you guys wanted to end up ultimately, but just, you know, your pride level with this last group that you worked with in Waco.
Well, I'm sitting in the airport in New York yesterday, watching North Carolina win by 20, you know, and I text the staff, the guys, and I say, fellas, I'm watching the game, and knowing that we were one possession away from beating Carolina, in spite of all of our injuries, like all the injuries that took place up until that point, and Matthew Meyer turns his ankle towards the end of the game when we were really rolling, you know, all of that. And two teams that have already made the Final Four, Villanova and Kansas, we beat. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it was an incredible year with everything that went on. And but for injury, there was no team in America that was better than us. And what the injuries allowed us to see was the real character, toughness, grit, and heart of the guys on our team. And what they're real, you know, what they're all about. And so I'm just so proud of them. They're the Big 12 champions, and they overcame more adversity than any team in the country.
Coach, you know, a lot of times you watch a game in sports and you hear the coach and the players say, we left it all out there afterward, and that's the cliche. But I think if you look back at that game and you watch Adam Flagler and James Akinjo absolutely spend every ounce of energy they had in their body, never has that cliche been truer than it was in that North Carolina game.
I agree with you 100% on that. And I say everyone. The guys on the bench cheering, everyone was just giving everything they had to each other. And it was beautiful. But see, I've never watched the last game of a season that we didn't end with a win. So the only two last games I've ever watched were when we won the NIT championship and then last year when we won the national championship. But I am going to go back and watch the last 10 minutes of that game because I just think it's such a special thing that those guys do.
You mentioned your conversation with Karen Craig. You've been on the road. I mean, I wouldn't think you have been back to Waco. You might be on your way back to Waco. What's that going to be? You're talking about playing a game here later on this year, or maybe it's early next year. But, you know, you got to move. You got a lot of things to do. There's a lot of moving parts other than making sure you recruit your own roster and also new names.
Yeah, I'm actually driving back, so I'll get to see my wife and kids for a couple hours. And then I have an early flight out of Dallas in the morning. And Ray's doing all the packing up and figuring things out. Island has to finish her senior year. And so I'll be back a couple more times. Apparently there's some young man sent me a text last night asking me to give him a call because he wants to ask permission to take my daughter to prom. So I got to work through that one. Yeah, I know. And so there are a lot of moving parts right now.
Coach, when we see you and Scott Drew meet up for the first time, you know, with you as head coach of Kansas State, is it going to be reminiscent of the spring game and the two play callers? Is that going to be kind of how it goes?
Well, you know, he's going to, like, I think he will try to read my mind a little bit more this time. I knew exactly what he was going to do in that spring game. If he gets one play, he's going for a touchdown. So, but it'll be the course of a game. So there's going to be a lot of back and forth there, trying to figure out what each other's thinking.
Is there anything you've experienced this first week you weren't expecting?
I did not expect this overwhelming, like how everyone is excited about this transition. You know, just like, I don't know that, like, I've seen or heard, and I hadn't really, like, paid a lot of attention, but everybody's, like, sending me stuff, and it seems like everything has been, like, just super positive. And usually, as I've watched other coaches get jobs, somebody is out there, you know, killing it, you know, like, saying it was a bad hire or whatever. And so I'm just really thankful for you guys and the other guys in the media that, you know, just respect what we've done at Baylor. And it's the culmination of, you know, just a lot of people that did a lot of great things that, you know, allowed me to be a part of.
One more thing on the coaching part of it. There's a story that is in one of the new, I guess it's on a Kansas State Online somewhere, about back early on when you were bringing players in at Baylor and you were trying to find out maybe a walk-on or whatever, or trying to try their talent. Are you going to work out against any recruits as a guard and find out if they can beat you or not this time?
No, no. Not at all. Not at all. Yeah, I'm way past that.
There's a story. You worked a guy out, and an hour or so later, Baylor coaches found Coach Tang crying in the locker room and wondered what was wrong. And you had beaten this guy. Is that right? You had beaten a prospect?
Yeah. No, it was a kid we signed.
Oh.
Yeah, he was talking a lot of noise, and I just was, like, tired of hearing his mouth and checked it up. And I won the game of one-on-one. I remember going in the locker room. The other coaches came in. I'm crying, and they're like, what's wrong? And I said, we're going to lose a lot of games.
Is there a difference in how you coach as a head coach compared to an assistant coach?
I don't know. I'm going to find out. Yeah. I don't think so. I think the difference is that, like, Scott allowed me to be myself and coach, and we really balanced each other. And so I'm going to need my staff to balance me. That's what I'm going to need. So they're going to have to be more of the nice guy.
Last thing, what did Baylor University mean to Jerome Tang?
Oh, man, I don't know how you put that into words. I love Baylor. I do. I love everything about Baylor. I've been blessed to work with great presidents and athletic directors and, you know, staff. And my children grew up here, and, you know, the blessing of being able to stay in one spot, and the kids go all the way through high school, and you never have to, like, you know, root them up, uproot them, and make new friends elsewhere. And it has a special, special place in my heart, and always will.
And you've been special, by the way, and you've heard that for the last several days, but really you've known that for many, many years. It was always a pleasure to pick your brain on many things, whether it was an interview or just asking you about certain things going on with the team. Kansas State's lucky, and I know you feel the same way. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate y'all.
Jerome Tang, Kansas State men's basketball coach, with us on Sikkim 365 Radio and 365 Sports.
I'm glad I remembered that spring game coaching between he and Scott Drew. I forgot about that, but it just popped into my head. I was glad it did, because that was a fun moment.
That gives us a little bit late. Paul's Top 5 coming up next. Sikkim 365 Radio. By the way, thanks to Tom Gilbert at Kansas State for helping set that up. This is 365 Sports. At IDLM.